This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri officials are awarding 9 grants worth nearly $9 million to create so-called innovation campuses involving universities. The program pairs the colleges with businesses to train students for jobs in high-demand fields. It also is aimed at helping students earn their degrees faster and graduate with less debt. Governor Jay Nixon announced Wednesday that a campus in central Missouri will focus on information technology with involvement from Lincoln University, Linn State Technical College, area high schools, and businesses. It will receive a $1 million grant. A bill making it illegal for U.S. airlines to pay a European tax passed unanimously through the Senate Commerce Committee Tuesday. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is a key supporter of the measure. The EU emissions trading system requires airlines to pay a tax to cover the carbon emissions for the entire duration of a flight that either departs from or lands in the EU. That means that any plane heading from the U.S. to Europe or vice versa is taxed on airspace over international waters and even over U.S. land. McCaskill told reporters Wednesday that the EU has no right to tax airspace it does not own.
It is really an overreach on the part of the European Union, and it's one that we need to stop immediately.
McCaskill has teamed up with Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota to push the new legislation through the Senate. It's already passed through the House. Several other countries, including China, India, and Russia, also oppose the tax. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a salmonella outbreak that has sickened dozens of people has been linked to the Estes hatchery in Springfield. That strain of salmonella has infected 76 people in 22 states. The CDC says 17 people were hospitalized. About one-third of the infected people were children. Missouri businesses directly harmed by the summer heat and drought can now get low-interest loans through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Small non-farm businesses, agriculture cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations are eligible for up to $2 million for expenses caused by the drought. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has declared a disaster for 114 Missouri counties, making farmers eligible for loan assistance, too. Indeed, last month was tied for the fourth warmest July in Columbia and the 23rd driest. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill told reporters Wednesday that she and her team are working closely with Homeland Security to find a legal waiver that would allow Lauren Gray to remain in the country. 20-year-old Gray is a British citizen and Missouri resident. On her 21st birthday next week, she will be considered an illegal immigrant despite having lived in the U.S. since she was 4. 3 children from the same family are in juvenile custody after allegedly attacking a Cape Girardeau woman. The victim believes she was targeted because she is gay. The Southeast Missourian reports that the 41-year-old woman and her partner were inside their home on July 24th when a 16-year-old neighbor girl allegedly began shouting anti-gay slurs. The girl then allegedly gathered her 13-year-old sister and 11-year-old brother, went to the home, and attacked the woman. The mother of the children says it was the other women who started the fight. The younger children pleaded guilty to trespassing and second-degree assault at a juvenile hearing and will be released from custody soon. The 16-year-old could face a hate crime charge. A lack of funds has forced the Tigertown event scheduled for this fall to be canceled. Tigertown events were intended to showcase Columbia to visitors in town for university football games. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.